I feel like I want to be a food ASMR person now. This is amazing.
International skiing superstar Eileen Gu wins
three ski big air and half pipe,
bringing home three medals at just 18 years old.
I'm Eileen Gu, and I can't wait to show you how I spend my off day in one of my favorite cities, Beijing.
Really looking forward.
What's that?
If you can keep up, let's take a photo.
That's probably what heaven tastes like.
Most of my life is spent on the road, so I always look forward to a delicious Beijing breakfast.
So in front of me right now, I have this incredible spread of breakfast foods. This is dalian, which is like kind of a pot sticker, you can think of it. It has meat inside. This is jiagao, so it's like a kind of sticky rice. This is youtiao, but in English, I guess it's sometimes translated to a Chinese donut. It's savory, it's crispy, it's crunchy, and you can dip it into soybean milk to kind of just like bring all the flavors together. This is tofu na'a, really umami savory broth. I grew up eating this. I'm a big breakfast person, so if you want to talk about macros, we pretty much have everything in front of us. The joke with my mom that I have is dumplings are the most balanced meal because you have your carb, you have your fiber, you have your protein, you have your fat, all in one.
I am a huge foodie. I do have a secret food review page. No, I'm not going to drop the handle. I don't follow it on my main, so don't even try to find it.
Listen to that.
Yeah, nothing better.
So good.
One thing I love about Chinese food is so easy to pack. So for me, as someone who's always on the road, it's really easy to like have a 韭菜盒子 in my pocket, which is like the famous chive dumpling that I took a bite out of at the Olympics. If you've never been to Beijing, you're in for a treat. I'm heading to one of my favorite areas to explore, Beihai Park.
There are a number of major parks and palaces in Beijing. So currently we're headed to Beihai Park. I'm gonna be meeting my mom there and we're gonna be having tea together.
My mom is my biggest supporter, to say the least. We go everywhere and do everything together.
This is where they used to have tea 100 years ago. So, wow.
She grew up in Beijing, so we really share the love for the little snacks.
Fengshan Tea House is still serving up imperial-style tea and snacks, just like they did back in the days of emperors.
The tea is one of the most known green tea in China, too. It's called Longjian.
I think this is a prime example of Chinese desserts. It's definitely not as sweet as Western desserts. So for example, in this one, it's walnut, peanut, black sesame, a little bit of salt, egg yolk, but the whole thing is sweet. This one has mango mousse inside of it, the lotus one. And this one is persimmon on the outside and carrot filling in the inside.
When I was a little kid, my mom used to take me here for tea. And then since she was one, I would take her here to have this.
Was she a precocious kid?
She has always been
precocious.
I think ever since she was, I think ever since she was 3 months old,
there was an old woman in this body.
Yeah.
So good. It is sweet.
You should have a taste.
Yeah, you guys actually have, like, I'm mandatory.
You have to. Try one of these too, because they're also my favorite. But these are actually the Empress.
No, the Empress is
Yeah,
favorite.
This one and this one.
I'm going to try the Empress's.
Yes.
That one's my favorite too.
Now it's time for another side quest. Peking University, my mom's alma mater. And rather than spend more time in the car, I'm taking advantage of Beijing's amazing footpaths to squeeze in a workout.
Like 80% of the time, you'll run past and it's just enough time for people to like recognize your face and get excited. But my favorite are the really dedicated ones who like try to cut me down. And like my rule is like, I try not to stop during runs. If you can keep up, let's take a photo. Like, let's hang out.
My first route, I couldn't resist running around Beihai Park and then through Beijing's streets for a bit before hopping a quick ride to PKU. For route two, I'm looping around the lake and cruising past some classic campus scenery.
I run by myself always, except for my mom. We are running on Peking University's campus, and it is absolutely stunning. My mom, she would take me here when I was younger. I don't remember a ton because I was very little. She told me that it put Stanford's campus, really gave Stanford's campus a run for its money. And I didn't believe her because what could possibly give Stanford's campus a run for its money? I think this is definitely off there.
Isn't this beautiful? Look at the lake. That's where I used to ice skate.
Running, in my opinion, is the best way to see a city on foot. You are able to kind of maneuver and navigate in a way you can't in a car. It takes you places that are totally unexpected. And if you see an interesting side alleyway, you can go explore it immediately. It's also just so accessible, and it's always really surprising. If you plan your visit, you know exactly what you're gonna get. With running, you never know exactly what you're gonna get.
Anytime I'm in Beijing, I like to drop by a few of the stores from brands I love. Anta is always on that list. I really like their athletic line and running shoes. And since my schedule is always jam-packed, I'm also working with a second camera crew today for a Chinese language documentary series. Work smarter, not harder, right? So yeah, technically not a full off day, but honestly, I love this stuff, even in sub-zero temperatures.
We're going into this ice room right now. Oh my god, it's really cold in here. It's gonna go in the Arctic.
Hi, crew.
All that work has my stomach grumbling. Luckily, there's no shortage of street food in Beijing.
So this is candied hawthorn. I would liken it most to a sour cherry, but more bite to it. It's kind of more of a traditional winter thing, but you can buy it in little streets and alleyways of Beijing. And this is a very Beijing specialty. I grew up eating it and I love it. This outside thing is actually edible, so you can just take a bite out of it. I really love sour things, and so the sour and the sweet together really reminds me of Beijing in the winter.
It wouldn't be an off day without a quick shopping stop.
This area that we're in right now, Taiguli Sanlitun, is one of the most stylish places to see and be seen in Beijing. You'll just see all these incredibly dressed, beautiful people. And you would think that they're on their way to Fashion Week and they're literally walking around the streets. It's incredible.
基本上艾琳每一次来到北京都会再来店铺来转一转。我觉得她是一个非常可爱的女孩，然后可爱非常亲近的姐姐的形象。她是我们中国的骄傲。So
what are your like inspirations and style?
I tend to like balancing masculine, feminine. I think that's like kind of my big thing. And then also kind of sporty and urban, because all of these are real parts of me and facets that make me unique. And so being able to express that through what I wear is really my goal.
Oh, this is cute. 这可能好带紧一点吧。再紧一点。
Yeah. Coming from a male-dominated sport, it's surprising to people the way that I dress or the way that I look. Your first impression is what someone is wearing, how they carry themselves before they even open their mouth. And so you kind of form
an opinion of what you think this person's going to be, and then they can open their mouth and totally break every expectation that you've ever had. And that element of surprise is what really keeps me excited and motivated.
There's just enough time to fit in one last activity before dinner.
Panda, 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 door.
When I want to saddle up, this is my go-to spot in Beijing, Western Giant Equestrian Club.
I learned to ride when I was 6 or 7 in China, and I just really fell in love with it. Even got to, like, competing in show jumping, which was just the ultimate side quest.
Coach Fa is my equestrian coach from age like 9 onward.
He's also a snowboarding fanatic. I've been trying to convert him for like 10 years, but to no avail.
Skiing or horseback riding, I think the sense of motion is very shared as far as knowing where you are in space. Like, as you're moving, you have to be like 30 feet ahead of where you are. There's a lot of skiers on the mountain. You got to see where everyone is so you don't hit anyone. And it's the same here. There's a lot of horses out.
My little baby. What's that? Oh, you want more?
Crunchy.
After all that cardio, it's dinner time. I'm heading to meet a few friends at Dadong to share one of Beijing's iconic dishes, the savory and decadent Peking duck. When it's done traditionally, the skin should be perfectly crispy and the meat full of juicy flavor.
I want to go to Argentina.
Oh, yes.
To get the beef.
Well, we've had a bunch of really fun adventures kind of all over the world. And then Beijing is the place where we all meet up and congregate together. We were saying this dinner, everyone's flying in from different places and meeting up in like the heart of where it all began. So that just makes it a really special place to be celebrating with really special people. Also, today is like the first day of autumn.
Yeah,
in Liqiu. So it's also a good time to be.
I feel like it's so hot.
It does not at all. Oh my God. You tell me, running outside today? Woo!
大饼餐厅呢，这个最早呢是，叫北京烤鸭店。那么我们从北京烤鸭店呢，现在已经成为呢中国传统文化的一张非常知名的国际品牌了。谷爱凌呢，大家都很熟悉它啊，还是在这个它在体育上取得这样的一个成就，它对于美食还是非常热爱的。
Oh my gosh. So this is the Suguni duck, which is supposed to be like a smaller, younger duck that has less subcutaneous fat. I personally like it because the skin feels crispier to me and the fat doesn't like sog it down. But no matter which duck you have, it's so crispy. And this is the reason I feel like it's so important to have Peking duck in Beijing. I have yet to find a place overseas that serves Peking duck like in Beijing. And so every time I'm in Beijing, it's an absolute must for me. The way that the skin crisps is absolutely unparalleled. The initial kind of crisp is just, it's mind-blowing, seriously. That's probably what heaven tastes like.
Beijing will always be close to my heart. I'm so happy you could spend my off day experiencing it with me. Until next time, 再见.